didn't do anything to you. I didn't say anything bad to you. I didn't even quarrel with you. I've not even seen you for a while. This is what I told you. And you can just tell dad, the issue is not even with me. You are having your own issues, da 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 da, and you can cool off this fire. But you've chosen to be quiet. So I'm taking a lot of bullets that are not my own. Mm. And you know what my sister did? She didn't say shit. The way she used to do when we were growing up. And my dad kept on firing. And I was like, dad, I'll leave you with the respect that I have for you. And I'll not engage, so allow me to leave the WhatsApp group. Mbili ziko hivi, then when I twist hivi, then ilikuwa na some pink cream. So ni so watoe wana kuilamba.
Yeah, naikumbuka kaya.
So nikana kumuomba. Akaninyima. Then nikana kumshtaki kwa dad nikilia. My dad had come for that Parents Day something. Dad, nimeoma, amininyima. My dad told me, next time work hard and get yours. Bro.
This I've time you're like 5 years old.
I've forgotten that thing.
That's when the cookie crumbled.
Yes. And I was like, this nigga is never going to defeat me on nothing. And since then, I was always number one, number two, or number three. But I remember it from then.
Okay.
And coming through my life, even primary when I was doing all these things, I remember my dad used to just hit me for the sake of hitting me. Okay.
At what age?
All this time, bro. Kutoka nikiwa huko ma 7.
Because when you kitu, the reason why nakuuliza hizi vitu, I've always told people like, I grew up in the most weird thing.
Yeah.
A relationship where our dad never hit us. Sisi mtu alikuwa anatugonga ni mother, but there's a way a mother hits you that you, the love never gets lost for very most of us. Yeah. But dads, inakuwaga hiyo, like the relationship is not that tight. Unajua hujatoka ndani yake ati hivyo. So he has to work harder for your bond kukua. So nasema, alikuwa tu hiyo tu.
No, mi yangu ilikuwa tu hivyo. So what happened is this. Nowadays is when everything is falling in place. I was the most active child. Because remember, we were just two, then we became three. We are three for a long time. The only girl, the only firstborn, then now there's me. Then I was the guy for... Ukesikia kelele inje, ni mimi. Ni mimi. And then, most of the time, I would be found at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like that story for TV I've given you. We had a Great Wall TV. That's the only TV we had. So my dad would come in the house because ashani para twice before watching the TV. So even if I was not watching the TV, I'd come and go even a car TV ni motor. Steam! Niki gave you coffee.
Steamer.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
But now because ushani piga, I'll not say anything. Then I grew up fearing my dad. So anytime, and then the one thing that also pisses me off even until now, my dad knew I feared him. But somehow used to tell my mom all the time, "Pay Steven, ilete yo chai. Bro, I'll take to him tea. Like this. Because I'm so focused, I don't want anything to happen. And when you're focused like that is now when it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Glass chini kikombe, pap. Viboko. I'm already nervous. Get somebody else. The firstborn is here. The only daughter who used to be called Wangedongo. Hey, Wangedongo. Then named my sister after his mother. So like, oh, my mom, da, 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 da. Then he's the only girl. So clearly, then our firstborn son is used to be very clean. Then he was so put together, he was so quiet. He doesn't talk. So he used to tell me, why can't you be like? So my dad used to tell me that all the time. All the time. Why can't you be like? And nowadays when I'm realizing, I would never be like him.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be like him. I just wanted to be me. But he didn't know any better because remember, it's the first time he's also doing it. But now he thought beating me would be the best way to teach me to be like him. And now another thing that he didn't know, and I'm sure he doesn't know even until now, is, so there's a show that I'm doing. Should I talk about this?
Yeah.
No. Let me not give you the details. Okay. So right now, he doesn't know that most of the things that he punished me for, I didn't do them. My big bro did. But I couldn't snitch because you've already beaten me.
Yeah.
You get? So I developed a mechanism where if my dad will start talking to me and I'm standing next to him and I see his head get small, alafu yende mbali, nimejua ni coffee na kam. And somehow it always happened. Tunakatu hivi anaza kuniongelesha, Na unatu kichwa kina kandogo, alavi nasonga hivi mbali. Nasika tu, pap! Somehow, bro, I used to... Do you know in my whole childhood, the happy moments I remember of my father are two. Moja tulikuwa Kimwa Grand Hotel Kisumu. Alikuwa ameenda kuona ma dance, wasa alikuwa na dance dance ni nini? Akina Likobe, the konywe kobo kobo. My dad laughed that day. Machozi katoka. Just I was looking at him like, yo.
He can so be happy.
Yeah. He's so happy. I was so happy because he's so happy. Me, I really wanted to be like my dad. You see, there's a way he used to chill skuma wiki. Then he'd find out, how? Bro, I really wanted that. Yeah, I used to sit next to him. I'm like, yo. I used to love that. You see, then there's a way his clothes used to smell. Come as you are flying. I'm like, I want to smell like that. You know, I really wanted to be like him. Then he was so put together. Then he was well informed. He was well spoken. You know, I was like, I want to be this guy. Then when we go preaching, he knows about the Bible. And that, and I was like, yo. So I used to admire him. But now, if I look at the happy moments, is that Kimwa? Then the second one, there's a time I'll come home. Then to go on my escort and Lela Arudi, wherever I was going. I don't remember where I was going. Then to come it had really rained. To come here, dad, tunesa kushinda kukimbia ni nini. Akatupudia, tutuende, akatupanga. Our sister mbele, then mimi, then my bro, then he. Alikimbia akatupita see what, and alikuwa mbeba briefcase. Bro, I was so happy that day. We spoke about it for like 1 month later. I remember, hey, mazi dada, nesa kimbia you. I was so excited. These are the two only happy moments. But the bad ones, bro, I have a million and ones. The times I was being beaten up. Like, do you know we would be finding a mistake with my bro? We are finding a mistake, two of us. Tumeenda kuwatch movie. Kuna hizi movie, watu walikuwa na watch za Jesus. Zinaikuwa kwa market center usiku.
Yeah.
We watch the movie za Jesus, you come back home. Bro, I would be vunjwad. And I'm not even the firstborn son. And I'm being vunjwad like I'm the only guy. And I'm like, umina tachapa vibokombili. Then I go kando, then some minda kanyagwa. So ushago, nyumba za matope, kuna venye wa kisazi lango, wanachukua the banana, kwa hile ni ya banana kale kena kanga hile ni ya rambo, kale ka grunet ka rambo, waka na hangi hivi yako kakita.
Oh, yeah.
So his space, kuna hizo vitu wazina katwa, hiyo kitu natuanga design kwa floor. Ama sometimes they take aloe vera, ile nini yake wanafanya nao design kwa floor hivi.
Yeah,
kwa
yeah,
design. Kuchini ya kwa nini, na inatangizwa na mafia ngombe. So that thing is normally very rough, but wa mama walikuwa na design poa. So my dad would put me down there, then you step on my head. Now the boot is remaining. Bro, you get whooping. You try to pull like this. Unajuni mguu. Na yo design, yo matope shakauka. Na hizo design za yo nini andizi. So if you pull, so inakuridho.
And it's even painful. It's more painful. Na jayo.
So, and then my dad was huge, eh? So you can't move. So kutu hapo. So you take it. Bro, uku. And then there's another thing you used to do, anachukua kichwa changu anaingiza hapo katika magoti zake anafinya hivi. So kisha finya kichwa hapo unajua sana mkono tu imebaki hivi. Then sometimes atashika mkono zako. So my dad loves wrestling. He watches it until now. I don't know why he's all obsessed with it. Alikuwa na zile ma five zile ma tapes zinakuwa na five different whatever. Zile refu zilitokea ma CD
na five in one.
Hizo alikuwa na za wrestle WWE WWF you what? So kisha ingiza kichwa changu hapa atashika mkono zangu. So unajua mkono inashikwa na nyuma hivi. Because now you're like this.
Yeah, I get it.
So ameshikilia hapa zote hivi mbili, kichwa amefinya hapo. Then sasa viboko, bro hapa. So I would remember all these things and I'm just like, my G. So I remember most of the times, and most of the times, I didn't make no mistake, bro. Like I'm always like, so if I remember the times that nilichapwa that nimefanya makosa for real, maybe two or three.
And Ian, hiki tunenda kusema kiasi, I don't know, anaweza taka, kusunani pia nituambia the same thing, eh? He went through hell with his dad, anaitua nani? Mr. Lenny, alafu pia apart from that, Bobby Mapesa. Like, I always think like it's about crushed dreams, like they had some dreams, and I don't know if we remind them about those dreams, but more than that, in your situation, because, yeah, situation about my pace, I don't know why I never thought about this. But in your situation, could it be the fact that maybe budako alikuwa na wakumbali, alafu anakuja, ukatengenezwa kama mtoi wa pili, maybe alikuwa na suspect wesi mtoi wake. Could that have been? Because I'm looking at the level of violence, and it's not because, ila kina Bobby Mapesa, it was, Mr. Lenny, it was all of them. Like they used to be beat up. Baka, when they all confronted their dad, like he at the end up nikame, like his heart, whatever, he had to be taken to hospital because they all went to him. Like ile, of course, Lenny pia alikuwa na feel like yeye mwenyewe, like alikuwa naonewa, but ile time, like when they confronted him, it was like, so he yako.
No, mine was, my dad really wanted me to be like
your big brother. Bro. Yes.
But what he didn't know is I can't be like my big
brother. Yeah.
We are very different. Every child is, you know, and he wondered why I would not be. And you know, the other side of the story is I was a very brilliant kid in school. Bro, I was always number one or number two. And so I was like, my G, like, I'm really trying hard to impress you. And in church, I'm doing good, bro. I got baptized in 2003, November 16th, bro. I'm preaching door to door. Hey, Niaje, we're here to talk about God. We're here to talk about Jesus. Let's talk about this. And I'm doing all these things because I want to impress my dad. But on the other side, I like watching movies. So nena nilimie wase, then nikipata kado, ndaenda kwa soko kuwatch movie. But that day, nimeenda kuwatch movie, is when this nigga decides to show up. After 6 months. Steve Aguapi, Ayuko. Then I watch movie, na show up, nimekama kejani. Because huko ushagua kuna anything you can do, that movie ya last year kwa kitu kama 6, inaisha kitu kama 8:39. Because ilikuwa movie za kina Commando, ni refu, umetoka gizani unafika. Nafika mtana pata mzito wa mekapa na ningoja.
Ya kanye.
And then akukua na masimu pia, mzee kupiga ni aje mzee amefika. Ya kanye. Ane no movie. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Nena movie don. Nendpeny. And I'm like, but I don't know my duties. Hatuna ngombe ya kuchunga.
Wacha tumwekea subtitles. Nendpeny ni lala chini. Yeah, na wacha
tukusikia. And then you go behind the drawer and then you find this mavijiti ya mewekabo maze. And I'm get some serious whooping. Then nanyimwa chakula. And I'm like, I already did what I needed to do. But now for him, the fact that I went to watch the movie was a mistake. But for me, it was not a mistake. Because when I left, I told mom. But another thing that sometimes I'm normally, I used to be angry towards my mom because she never defended me. However, later in life, I'm understanding her because she couldn't even defend herself. My dad was a lion, bro. If she tried to defend me, pia ibeniri wikanyo. Join them. Mix on. Oh, we pia kuja pia wewe. So she would just look on the side and everything. The time my dad beat me, she nearly killed me, bro. I went to the hospital. I was taken to the hospital in Maseno. Then I'm laying on the bed. And then my dad comes. Then my mom is sitting next to me. Then my dad enters. Then he touches my forehead. You win your dad, eh?
How you feeling?
Then touches my neck, nini. Ibro chango. And then it steps out. Then my mom is sitting there. My mom looked at him with so much disgust. And then my mom went like, Korobiro penye ne dena tena manu duwano negi. I've never forgotten that look in my mom's.
He was asking you how you feel, but he wanted to kill you.
He's the one who wanted to kill you.
Yeah. I love it. Buddha kitu moja. Like one day when you do Shona Bobi Mapesa, I think it's going to be very healing for the two of you. Your experiences are so similar.
Because
Bobby pia alikuwa anasema at some point he felt like he hated his mom. Like it reached that level where alikuwa anasema hakuwa na understand vile budake anaweza mwacha. Because now budake used to do this weird thing. I don't know, Kani, it's a Jaluo thing, but there's this thing where they use food to intimidate you.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. Na cheki. So yeye alikuwa anasema ati budake alikuwa anatokea anamwambia lala chini. Alafu anamwambia vua nguo lala chini. Then he starts eating while you are there waiting for him to beat you. Then, you know, all this time, you're a kid. You can imagine the amount of mental torture you're going through.
You're preparing.
Yeah.
You're like, just beat me and get it. I mean, I've been there, bro. Nipige ishe. Then akupiga kutu hapo. I mean, my dad used to read for you the Bible. So my dad would beat me up. And then I said, let's tell you, we do Bible studies. Bro, I'm sitting there. I'm so angry. And then I'm looking at this nigga, I'm like, would Jesus approve of this? But you're a child, remember, you know nothing. And then we're there, then he's teaching us, then he's asking me, Aya, what's the answer? Then I'm looking at this nigga, then ojokuna ile kiwaruko iko hapa, you don't want to talk. And then he told his disciple, ongea vizuri.
Nikikusikiza, I think comes to mind, do you know a lot of men in Africa, we are raised by their mothers, but we don't know we are raised by our mothers. Because if the only relationship between we and a dad, they are on discipline, he's not raising you. Because remember, our mothers were the ones who, you have a bigger relationship than discipline. It's not just about ndakuchapa. Like, mi buda kwa na nichapa, but one of the most powerful rhymes nishaisikia from a rapper ni Exhibit. Exhibit usamagati, ye na dad yake, the only form of physical contact was a slap. Acheki? Like, ile hakuna kitu yote.
Now that's my dad. It was either that ama is instilling rules of Biblia. And my mom, you know, our mother sent more threats than actual
contact.
Yeah. So with my kids, with my, I think with my last baby mama, so I used to tell her, okay, let me just put this out there. This comes from a good place. Okay, I got no beef.
Yeah.
I used to tell her, I don't like when you shout at the kids because I've noticed my mom shouting and it never amounted to anything.
Yeah.
Don't shout. Just talk. And when you need to execute discipline, execute discipline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You saw threats that, you always shout. Why are you always shouting? I'm like, so my mom was that one. She will shout, but she will never execute.
Yeah.
My dad will never shout. But the amount of beatings, that physical contact, I agree. Like, I don't remember my dad just hugging me.
Now, this is what I have to ask. Now, you end up as four kids.
Yeah.
This violence is still the second kid peke yake. The rest are being treated.
Yeah, it's just me.
Damn, okay. And did it really affect the relationship yako na mabro wako, sister zako?
Yeah. So, myself, see, I grew up somehow, I wanted to be better than my big bro. And I succeeded. Because he didn't know I was competing with him. But I was. Why? Because why does dad want me to be like you? What is there to do? Oh, you play football? I'll do it better. Oh, you perform well in school? I'll do it better. Oh, you speak English? I'll do it better. You didn't know I'll do better. Because even KCSE, me and him were in the same class. I performed better. I went to a better school. I went to Lembo Boys. He went to Koyo Mixed. He dropped out along the way. I continued. Even when my dad kicked me away from home, I came to Nairobi. I found school. I took myself to school. Even now, I've taken myself to university. Now I'm doing my degree in MKU. Because I'm like, I want to be. So you see, it brings unnecessary
competition.
And then also with my sister used to look down on me because she was a queen. You know, we were mere subjects. She's Wang Edongo. You know, she's my dad's mom. And she'll get what she wants. And she had so many clothes. Me, I had, I think, 4 clothes. You see, and I would look at her, I'm like, but for her, I understood then because I was like, she's the only girl. She was the only girl.
Even she's when our kid. Last born she's came, a kid. No,
she's 2 years my junior, so not a kid really.
I'm saying that time, as a toy, I could treat in some sort of way because she's learned from the adults. You understand?
But like, me at a young way, kwati amelan. Me zangu zilikuwa tu unajisikia because we're the only girl. But now unajua siblings wenyewe wanafuatananga wakwangi mabeshte. So me and my big bro, we were friends like this. We used to go everywhere together, do everything together, But remember, me, I was competing with him and he didn't know. Because I was like, oh, dad wants me to be like you. Now I'm a be better. But now my baby sister, she was 2 years. She likuwa 2 years my big bro, then me, then 2 years. So likuwa 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. Then now my baby bro, I think we're like 7 or something. So he became later. Okay, but now with my sisters, like, we kwenda we unadini because we ni dem. You are the only girl, so it's fine. So I never saw her as a threat, but later nilikuwa nikozile, why is she always picking on? Like, she would go and do something, and I don't know if I should say this. I'm trying to see which part not to say. I don't throw people under the bus. So I forgive my dad. I built him a house. Gave him a car.
Because Nini, I wanted us to take it step by step, Basi.
No, see, I'll go back. Point? I'm just forwarding. Don't do any set history or seize.
Yeah, I love to
talk. Then we go back. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So I forgave him everything, but I've not healed. I have a lot of childhood and trauma, you see, that I've locked in. But they always come back when I start talking about these moments. So I forgave my dad, built him a house. His house was the first one before I even built mine. Gave him a car, set him up. I was providing, taking care of da-da-da-da-da. Fast forward, my sister grows up. Gets married to some Niger guy. They move to Nigeria. She comes back. So one time, I'm going to do a birthday for my son, but I can't do it in my place because the other two kids have to be there. But the mother can't allow them to come. So I'm like, let me go do it in that house because I was still paying the bills in that house. I'm paying the rent. So I, and then my sister was
Ikwabi? Ochama, Nairobi?
No, Nairobi. Nairobi.
Okay.
So my mom is in Shags. My sister told my mom to come see her, and my mom was like, "Eh, adoyo, yani napalilia mahindi and everything." And so she couldn't get the time to come. And me, when I called mom, I'm like, "Yo, it's Liron's birthday. I wanted to come through." My mom's like, "Adoyo." I'm like, "But see, I told you to be telling me. I organize." It's like, I'm like, "Okay, find people. I send you the money. You didn't tell me. Then you come." Then also, I wanted to come and surprise my sis because she's here. Come and surprise her, then surprise Liron. He'll be so happy with the grandma is here because they're also tight. Like, okay, Sawa, let's organize a surprise. So I book a flight, my mom organizes people, and Abakiuko takes a flight, comes, we surprise my sister, boom, so it's a birthday party. So we're doing a birthday party, and then when I'm about to leave, my mama is not around. She had gone to work. So I've decided to do during the day to avoid a lot of other unnecessary issues, a lot of combat. So when I'm about to leave, Lola starts crying. My last born. When I always want to leave, she's always, oh, dad, where are you going? So I sent Liron. Call my mom, because my mom and Lola are also tight. So mom comes to manage Lola, then I bail. Liron comes back. I'm like, oh, what's happening? So mom is in the other room. So I pull up in the other room. I'm like, yo, ma'am, see, I'm calling you so you manage for me, Lola, because I need to go. I think I had an event or something that evening. So when I enter the door like this, I'm like, yo. So I see mommy sitting down. Mom is crying. I'm like, eh, what's happening? My sister is throwing missiles towards mom. Oh, you don't care about me. Da, 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 da. One day I'll also have money. I'll be calling you and then you come. So I may call you, didn't come. Da, 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 da.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yo, that's not how it happened. What happened was, mom was here to surprise you and Liron. I organized it for the two of you. I called mom. Mom told me she's palileng the mind. She can't come. And I told her, no, you should be telling me because that's what we agreed. But you know, mom always feels like you're bado and an inconvenience.
Yeah, yeah.
So me, you know, just tell me. Just tell me. I'll organize. But also, you know, she's just home. She's not doing anything really. So sometimes we have to knock on and everything. So when she told me, I told her, no, no, no. I'll pay someone to do that. Like I always do. I'll book a flight for you. Come, we'll surprise the two of you. So it's actually about you. But remember, me and my sister, we've always had that thing since. She's the one who, no, what are you telling me? Da, 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 da. So mama tried to explain to her. But because she's always been the princess of the family and she's always da 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 da. So mom is here, mom is emotional. She's not seen her daughter for a long while. She was in Nigeria. She's married.
Yeah.
And she's back now. She's come with her toy. And the party has gone well. I'm about to leave.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the corner. So when I try to do this, so my sister Wakisha's with me as well. And I'm like, yo. So I call my baby bro. I'm like, yo, pull up. Because always have a witness.
Yeah.
Bro, always
have
a witness. I'm like, yo, see what's happening here. Ebu explain what's happening. Because him had briefed him. This is what we're going to do. It's a surprise. So tries to explain. She's still not listening. My baby bro holds my mom's hand and takes out of the room. And I remain with my sis. And I'm like, yo, listen. I'll keep it 100 with you. Okay, so another one of the main shortcomings that I have, I'm always very honest. Brutally honest. Sometimes unnecessarily honest. So I'm like, yo, listen. I'm going to be 100 with you. You're not a child anymore. Okay, you're someone's wife, you're someone's mother. Act like one.
Yeah,
you'll not be hurting your mother. Now she's crying and she did this for you. I actually paid a flight for her to come and see you. It was for you. Because me, I can go see her and I was with her previously. Da 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 da. So this is for you. So what you're doing is uncalled for. Stop acting like that. And she's like, oh, you're not telling me anything. You're not da, 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 da. There's nothing you're providing for me. I'm like, you're in my house. I actually pay the rent in this house, the food I buy, everything, the bed you're seated on, the couch, the TV, everything is my own. Because that time is when I just separated my baby mama and I left her with everything because of the kids. I was like, so I started from zero. So everything here is mine. And since you've come back from wherever you come from, you don't have anywhere to go. So you're actually in my house. So,
yeah, yeah.
And I was very calm like that. And then I walked out. All right. So I came out, mom, da 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 da. So now I can't leave mom now. Now it's a hot zone. So we live with mom, spoke with Lola, managed that, it's how we live. So I'm driving home. So when I get to my gate, I see my dad calling. And then I pick. And I just hear, what are you
fighting with your what are you fighting squabbling for with your sister?
With that tone.
And I'm like,
what do you mean? And then the phone hangs up. I think he didn't have credit. So the gate man opens the gate. My mom is seated next to me here. She's in a different zone. She's disappointed. She's whatever. She's broken. And my mom is a personal person. So me also, I'm like, oh, damn. So I park the car. We get in the lift, get in the house. I sit down like this. I open WhatsApp. I see a voice note in the family group. I click on it. My dad. Missiles. How could you? My mom is seated on the other side of the dining. I'm seated here. Brianna is here. Liron is here. Because now we couldn't leave them. So we left Lola and Dada.
But they can't hear. I'm not going to
no, they can't
speaker.
Hear Luo.
Okay.
It's Luo.
Okay.
It's Luo.
Okay. Okay.
So I tap on it. Then I tap on the record voice note. And I'm like, hey, yo, dad, you're fighting the wrong person. I'm not the perpetrator. Mm. I've not done anything really.
Mm.
What happened is this. I organized for mom to surprise sis. Mm. And we did a birthday party. And she's supposed to come back tomorrow because today she was supposed to sleep on the other side with her daughter and everything. Right. And then tomorrow her flight is back home because anapalilia maindi and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm.
So what I found is sis was doing this and this, and I just told her, grow up, you're not a child anymore. Nini, we didn't even fight. Mm. And I was just helping to cool off the fire between her and mom. And I sent the voice note. Zingine ine, dad is still firing missiles my way. Mm. Ba, 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 you've always been this. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, yo, and mom is sitting there, mom is looking at me like. And my baby bro, he came with him to the house.
Mm.
And he's also there looking at me like. And then it hits me. This issue is not even about what is happening now. This nigga is firing missiles that are like, so I'm like, this is what has been happening through my childhood. He's always beaten me up for things that are not my own. I'm like, this was not even my bad. I was not even fighting with anybody. But do you know where the problem is coming from? My sister. She called dad crying and told dad something that has not happened. And she's in this group. So I recorded a voice note and I said, yo, sis, you know you can't stop this, right? You know I didn't do anything to you. I didn't say anything bad to you. I didn't even quarrel with you. I've not even seen you for a while. This is what I told you. And you can just tell dad the issue is not even with me. You are having your own issues, da-da-da-da-da, and you can cool off this fire.
Mm.
But you've chosen to be quiet. So I'm taking a lot of bullets that are not my own.
Mm.
And you know what my sister did? She didn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
The way she used to do when we were growing up.
Mm.
And my dad kept on firing. And I was like, dad, I'll leave you with the respect that I have for you. And I'll not engage, so allow me to leave the WhatsApp group. And I left. And since then, I've never been in that WhatsApp group. And I left the WhatsApp group and I blocked dad everywhere. And I said, dad, if you ever need anything, reach through mom or through my baby bro or any other person. They'll tell me, then I'll actualize. Mm. But to me directly, because I've realized you're fighting me and at a sina makosa. So you see, so what I was trying to say is, most of the time, even with my C's, I would get bullets that are not mine.
Mm.
But the person who knows you don't deserve these bullets will not come out and say, hey, see makosa yake, see na mefanya. You get.
Mm.
It's the same way when we were young, we used to have chores. Like, moja ataleta maji, mwingine atatafuta kuni, mwingine atosha vyombo. But most of the time, I would do most of them.
Mm.
Because ndaenda kutafuta kuni na C's, then daosha vyombo, then napata big bro sometimes ajaleta maji, then daleta, because you know when my dad pulls up and it's not happened, you know who's going to beat it up? So it was always unnecessary beefs that you're finding. I'm like, bro, why are you fighting me? I'm not. Yes. So that I was just putting that in. Then now we can go back to.
Yeah, because I want to go back to, at what age does he kick you out, and what was the fight? Ama wende uliamua kutoka tu kama.
No.
Mm.
So what happened was we had a lot of these small fightings. Yara ndea atakama ananipiga, atafanya nini, akuja home, ananifukuza, ananyima chakula, nini. Mm. Just two small issues. Nimetoka, nimeenda mjengo, nikirudi. Oh, nenda mjengo, nenda kuniaibisha and stuff like that.
Mm.
But the nigga didn't leave no food.
Mm.
So I would go from mjengo na kama napea mami odo, mama na buy food, natengeneza. I would go tafuta kuni, sometimes nenda kuza huko depo, there's somewhere called depo, some small market center, tunauza hizo kuni huko naletea do, sometimes nalimia wase, sometimes nauza nyasi. So he felt I was embarrassing him by doing some of these things.
Yeah.
So aneza kama pate siko, naingia jono juu kutoka mjengo banu nakanga kama simiti. Nimekamba na nakavu mia naniangalia venye nakaa, bro, rudi penye umetoka. So there was a lot of these constant things, mpaka kafika tu mwisho akakuwa zile za this nigga. I don't want you. You go. And then I had sold Vodafone. Kuliko hizi simu za Safaricom za Vodafone. I think it's like 1,000 bob or something. Yeah. I bought it from a friend of mine in school. Na akanipatia simu. Ajui passcode.
Yeah.
So I kept on guessing the passcode. One day I guessed the right one. So I sold it. I'd given my mom the money key for me. So I told my mom, mom, nipatia do. Then mom told me, I remember what happened that day. What happened was, so si my dad had beaten me, amenyima chakula, amenyima chakula. Nika discover, kwa nyumba kuna mahindi. Then kuna mse flani, let me not mention his name, anatafuta mahindi. Nika sema, si mekwa mna nifanya hivi. I was lashing out. Now this is when I'm understanding what's happening.
Yeah.
I'ma sell this maize.
Mm.
Nika wazizo gorogoro, I think it's a gorogoro 10 or something.
Mm.
I sold the mahindi.
Gorogoro ilikuwa pesa ngapi? Gorogoro inakuwa like 2 kgs.
Gorogoro was 30 bob. I remember it was 30 bob. So when I sold that Sunday, I couldn't go to church because remember my dad and me now we are not seeing eye to eye. So my dad came from Kisumu to church. Akamita mom, akamia mom, go home and ushage ile mahindi and then mukule na whatever. So when my mom came back home because she's been given instruction, no pia ungeguza mahindi kama
si yako.
She was given instruction. Kufika home, akafungua ile pipa, akapata kuna mahindi. I remember mom shouting, Steve! Nikamwambia ni nini? Mahindi mimi nabii nikamwambia niliuza. Akamwambia, do you know, ana kijaluo, your dad will kill you. Nikamwambia, he's always wanted to kill me. He might as well get it over with. And then my mom had this Motorola. My dad had given her a big one. Then akapigia babangu. Akamwambia, ile mahindi uliniambia nikuje ni siage ndo to survive now hizi 2 weeks. Nimepata ziko, Steve ameuza. Akamwambia mamangu, nisikuje nipate huyo mtoto hapo. Nitamuua leo. He canceled even his trip that now is going back to Kisumu, is coming home to kill me. That was the same terms in Luo. So my mama hung up the phone and my mom started crying. Hey, baba ubiro negi ya, baba uachono ubiro negi ya, baba uko yudikato di negi. Steve, I'm going to say tiega, I'm going to say tiega. Una jesa pia, pia mimi menua. Baba uachono ubiro, baba ukono ubiro, baba unimaseno uachono ubiro negi ya.
Yeah, dude, man, you can tell a story because I can actually picture it in my head.
Yeah, my mom is done, bro. And me, when my mom cries, I'm like, yo. So now he's going dawns on me, I'm like, yo, what did you do? I don't even remember what I did with that 300 bob. It was like 300 bob that I didn't even need. But I was just like, watching
the show.
Because I knew the maize was for my dad. It was not for my mom. But I didn't know my dad would tell my mom to. My mom was like, what do you know? They called my mom. Give my money. Give my money, I'm going to Nairobi. Even Nairobi, I can't go to Nairobi. And we don't know anybody in Nairobi. Even Nairobi, I'm going to Nairobi. Mamangu akaenda sio akafungua whatever she had put the money akuja ananipatia vishingo na mama mia pesa kachukua I took my books, exercise books, nikazipaka kwa bag flani. I had a
thing. Remind us, uko how old?
I don't remember, bro.
Yeah,
but I was in form 2,
so you're like 2 16.
Form 3, yeah, somewhere there. Form 2, form 3,
15 16.
Yeah. So one thing you need to know, let me just put that, I'm not very good with numbers and dates. Do you remember you asking my kids birthdays and I had to look?
I'm looking
and I'm like,
nani amemix up?
Sabi, I'm like, oh, okay. Bro, dates. I remember 2-3 dates and the only phone number I remember are 2. My dad's phone number, because he had it since I was born, and my phone number. I don't even remember my mom's phone number off head. And my mom is my person like this. I don't. And my kids' phone numbers, I don't know. Me and numbers, digits, okay, I have that. Nowadays it's called, kitambo when I was growing up, it's called Ujinga. You're just stupid. But nowadays it's called, it's something. I forgot the name.
Kuna moja ile najuaga ile kama hujui ku read ama you struggle reading in it. Yeah. Dyslexia.
Ndo hizo. Those are the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I was growing up, it was just Ujinga. Mtoto ni vala tu.
Yeah, kwa sababu. Wakija, jaga inakuwa in plural, mijenga. Wewe ni mijenga.
Mijenga, yeah. They know four. So I have that one for with numbers. So I don't remember numbers, but I remember occurrences. I'll tell you, this happened, the way it happened. Date, I'm like, no.
So how much money is this that it's handed to you by your mom?
I think 500 bob. It was like 500 bob.
Transfer Nairobi ni ngapi?
No, I came with a train.
Okay.
So akanipea. So when she gives me, kuna train inapitanga inatoka Nairobi then inaenda mpaka Butere. So inapita hapo nyuma ya kwetu.
Amekupatia sa ngapi?
Bob, ni kitu kama saa 10 hivi. So inarudi. Nasikia bob. Tulikuwa nasikia hivyo sasa ina signal ile ni ya master ya Lela. Niko like mia train ndio maana kanipatia nikapack nini books zangu. Nikaeka hapo, nikatoka mbio. I remember, I've never forgotten that day. I left my mom in the compound crying. Teke but nilikimia mpaka Lela. Nafika hivi Lela napata train ndio ile piga kona mwisho sasa toka stage ya Lela ishapita. Mimi kwa stage nimepanda mat, mazee nakimbia Kisumu. Niwe kama the gari kakam Nissan mzee nikaruka ndani Kisumu. I think it was like 70 bob or 50 bob. Afika Kisumu nikalipa bodaboda, hiyo time ni nguare zilikuwa za bicycle, hazikuwa za pikipiki, hazikuwa bicycle. Nikapanda nipeleke mazee site na niwacha. Nikafika nikapata ile train bali jafika. Kumbe ite natoka Kisumu inatokanga saa 4 usiku.
Yeah, oh,
bro, I didn't know. Mimi nimefika saa 10, saa 11 mimi nimefika, nimelipa tiketi yangu, I don't remember how much it was. Pay nimeingia kwa train na magunia kila mali na makuku na nini na watoto na wamama.
Mm.
Sina hata space bro, nimesimama tu.
Mm.
Bro, I stood in the train up until Nairobi.
Mm.
That is how I came up in Nairobi.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, nilikuwa natoka Nairobi the following day, kitu saa 5 na nilikuwa na 45 ama na 40.
Mm.
Somewhere there mchana. Bro, natoka hivi naangalia hivi mazee. Hapo train station naona ma buildings zinazunguka zinaenda hivi
yani ref.
Kula bro, nasikia njaa because we stopped somewhere.
Mm.
But where we stopped, nilitia think chai.
Mm.
I think niliambiwa 10 ama 20 bob.
Mm.
And I'm like, bro, ushago, 10 bob hiyo ni maziwa. Kikombe full.
Mm.
Kikombe full maziwa ni 10 bob.
Mm. Yeah.
Mi ninue chai 20 bob. Are you mad?
Mm.
Then zile makaimati sijui niliambiwa ni 30 ama something.
Mm.
I'm like, ah. I didn't eat nothing.
Mm.
Mm.
Bro, nil relax. Niko like, bro, ninjaina ni maliza. Aya. Kume my mom, when this happened, now my mom told the brother, who later came to be not a very good person towards me, told the brother, Steve anakuja Nairobi. Amekuja na train. Mtafute kesho, mtafadhali. So, mini kwamba nimechanganyikiwa, I'm like, nini, nasikia mtu anachikewi.
Steve.
Kwangala hivi, my uncle, my mom's bro. Tuende hivi. Haka nipeleke huku Kamukunji, alikuwa nafuta ID yake, sijui nifanyikia ID yake. Tukazunga Kamukunji, tukazirudi hivi tau, tukaenda, tuka cross barabara huko Machakos bus stop, tukapana mati, tukaenda Makongeni. That's how I ended up in Makongeni.
Oh, okay.
Ino Kongo. So nikapata hapo, ako hapo Kongo. So that's how my life and journey towards Nairobi happened. Okay? Have I left any detail out?
Yeah, okay, okay. So now, Okongo. So now what are you doing? Because you can't go back to school, Ama?
No. So Kongo, I'm more like a housewife. So my uncle is living with a friend of his called Bido. And they're living with another friend from home called Badi. And they're living with his cousin called Festo.
And I'm sure it's a very small house. How in a
Tushana? Kongo Ogoro. Small. Goro. Watu wa Ukongo wa mnazijua.
Yeah, na choice okay.
Yeah, na choice iko nje choice za Ukongo ziko. Sijui kama zitengeneza but we hope step jump. Yeah, yeah. So we are here. So Festo alikuwa anafanya lifeguard splash water world. Analipa 500.
Okay.
Bido pia sometimes used to do the same.
Mm.
Badi, well, Badi alikuwa na dunini. Badi I think was learning to be a mechanic or something. Then now my uncle, this one, let me not mention his name. Yeah, pia alikuwa hizo tu job hapa na pale. But now his brother was now alikuwa police then akakuwa AP then akaingia military. He was very good to me until now. He's a very good guy. Ananga mambo mingi. So awa kitoka kienda mimi nabaki na osha vyombo, napika, nafua manguo zao na clean keja. I'm being helped. So at night wakilala mimi naenda kutega maji huko mix na wamama. Tumekana mami tungi mazi wa mama tunapiga ma story mekana wa mabe hapo wanachora maji ndo tumekata tunatega hiki ija huyu ana movisha next mwema. So nikutoa hapo kitu sana nani usiku nimerudisha maji huku nimezisombo stuff like that. During the day I don't have much to do, so now that is how I found myself to school. Why na una mandege zina land isili unako ukao Kongo na una mandege niko ndege na unanga zinakaa mikazi na land lakini mandege juu. Wacha nini mandege zina landu wapi? So nikatoka nje Kongo hapo Rikana kwa roundabout, nikashika barabara nikapita Baha nikienda Isili. So I'm like I'm just going straight then I'll come back home so nisipotee. Juna mwana Nairobi pia mtu anaweza potea.
Yeah, yeah.
So nikafika hapo Isili hapo kwa airbase.
Bro
naona bwana mandege zina kambwa na zina land zingine zina take off. I'm looking at this wa mama wengine walikuwa na manyanya hapo. I'm like how ni zima ndege? How are you guys? Ndege yawa. Ndege miya pesa. You don't even know the village. I'm like, yo. Isn't it my ndege? These guys are not even amazed. Wana zatu banyanya. Ndege. I'm looking at it. So nikasema mapo kwa fengs bro. I looked at those ndeges nearly the whole day. I'm looking at these ndeges.
So ulikona angalia juu kwa mezi na ndege ama juu na wishi kwa pilot? Like what's going through your mind?
No, ni kwa mezi na ndege.
Oh, okay.
Kuhishi kwa pilot wapi. Kuna kuhishi kwa pilot. Me I'm amazed with the ndeges bro. Yeah, I'm like, isn't it ndege? Oh, now I remember where the 300 went. So when I sold the maize, and so the 300 is what I used more of the fare. The 500 mom gave me, nilikuwa nimeficha ndani ya wallet. Hata kawale nilikuwa nimeficha pale, na hiyo pesa yangu mama alinirudishia. Hii 300 I think is what I used to navigate kwa Nairobi and everything. So kaka 500 kangu bado kako hapa ndani. So nikimaliza kuona hizi mandege, nikaanza kutembea nikirudi. niko na wasiwa hii ni pesa hizi pesa hii ni pesa hizi pesa hii ni pesa nikapenda nikaangalia la what's happening over there I wonder what is happening over
shit.
There
I know how this ends
still
I'm like come on man I'm like what
this is easy
this is easy man I'm like ah oh. Then mami na pasa I'm like idiot then una moving step moja karibu unaangalia step nyingine karibu I'm like I can do this then ikona mami na ah ndio you whatever where where kama unataka kucheza unacheza na pesa yako sionyeshe mtu me I got some money right here
usiniambie yote
nikatoa ile 500 yangu ilikuwa imeshikana bro toa 500 yangu bana nika unfold it was very new kachwa
damn
I'm like okay put your money where the mouth is cuz okay shmoney bro
iko nene
I'm like I'm about to multiply I'm like mama I told you I'd make it. I want to take this opportunity to thank me. I want to thank my mother. I want to thank God. Nisha plan when you thaw bro niko like hey Nisha kama Nairobi nisha moka. Like this is easy money. Bro akapiga pa 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 pa. Nikasema ndio hiyo. It's true ilikuwa ni hiyo. But akafall live na kanambia kuna bwana ni gani buda ni gani nini wewe? Nikaona nimeshinda. Umeshinda nini buda? Umeshinda nini? I realized all these people, including that mother, when I was trying to help, didn't really need the help. She's in cahoots with these people. It's one team. Na kufinya buda tembeza nini kanyaga. Hey, nikangalewa save, nikasema, hey, hivi nwenye aruna kufanga.
Maina roo.
Nikangalewa bali asira maze. Nikatemea, nikawangalia. Nikasema nende kwa polisi. Nikamea sonda semaje. Tembea rudio Kongo. So I'm coming back, nikapita Biafra. Then tayari napita Kinyago hivi I meet two boys one is called Onesmus the other one is called Benedict Chalo wanakula miwa miwa inakatwa kwa wheelbarrow I'm like,
what is happening about
from
that?
The village you know you miwa unakula tir the whole thing
wagona ini ni
unakula the whole thing na pia ni experience kidogo five bob bro you have the whole tir real so hapo bana nani nakatwa nakatwa na angalau sana wamevaa uniform Then angalia shule kwa the other side I'm like, "Oh, watoto wametoka nje shule aje?" You know, in the village, teachers are gods, eh? Na wezi toka nje shule during school time. Can't pass the gate. Even Chulaimbo boys place nilikuwa same thing. I'm like, "So ngamena niaje? Poa sana, mko fiti?" Eh, tuko fiti. Hii ni shule gani? Oh, hii ni Sili Educational Center ndio iko hapa. Na mnafanya nini? Ah, si ni lunch, ama tumetoka lunch ni nini? Principal wenyu ni mkali because when I was in Chulaimbo the principal there hated me for whatever reason and strangely enough he has two names he's called Hezron Oyola Hezron is my grandfather's name Oyola is my father's name and this nigga just hated this nigga used to beat me for no reason story for
like Oyolas don't love you man.
Yeah clearly clearly I think it was that blood yeah so mimi nimejua history niko na my principal I'm like then also kumbuka oh also another reason okay utanikumbusha hapa penye niko kwa miwa now I remember why also my dad had also this building hate there's a time when the principal wanted to beat me because alitupata kwa dining hall tukifanya drama mimi na Brian Babu huyu ana dressing yake na Sauti Sol mi Brian Babu na boyfriend wa Saimo he was my best friend so on Sunday tumetoka church we are dressing drama kwa hall then because the principal used to hate me akaingia akasema magano what are you doing here why are you not in the dorm Mambia, sir, we finished our dorm meeting. You were lying to me, huh? You've not finished dorm meeting, huh? Can you lie down? Nikambia, but sir, we are finished. And trust me, nilikuwa dorm inaitwa Anyang Nyong'o B. Dorm captain nilikuwa inaitwa Albo. Albo, by this, jayeku samea hii story. Tumeenda, tukitoka church, muna ingia, muna fanya dorm meeting. Oh, mutaliba njugu kwa box yangu, oh, sabuni yangu, oh, kobe yangu, niliona nani amevaa, oh, hizo. And then tukamaliza. So kumaliza, watu wakaenda kufanya shughuli zao, mimi nikaenda kwa hall Kurias na Brian Babu au kwa New Dome mimi niko ya Nyang Nyong'o B Prince akakama Prince anaambia dole chini na kutuchapa jua tuko dome meeting I'm like my G tushamaliza dome meeting and me I know I'm right it's true na kaza oh, no you're lying to me na shapiga simu pop up simu alikuwa amevaa kitambo kulikuwa na pocket za simu zilikuwa zimekama ulikuwa na kasimu ndani so in high school you used to put coins in it na vifunguza locker akashika nini na simu akararua bwana ma coins kamwagia kila mahali akapiga simu makofi sana kopo chini analia Brand Babu alikuwa form 1 sasa alikuwa na ka softie alikuwa na ka tu dem So principi anaona hizi piga ala mini from the village. I'm the villager. Mm. I'm the guy now na mule mwenye pendi.
Mm.
So ashachukua nini akaenda hapo nje bwana akachukua mkwaju wengine bwana nimejikunja hivi. Akapiga nao brand babu pap pap. Brand babu akatoka hivi mbio akachukua saima akamfinya chini pap 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 ikavunjika. Akamwambia lie down magana I'm talking to you. Akamwambia no I'm not lying down sir. Mm. I've not done anything wrong.
Mm.
Our dome meeting is finished. Hey young man go and call Albert. Akaita boy mimi hapo akaenda akaita Albo. So tuko kwa hall tunazungushana kwa mameza na matebo.
Mm-hmm.
Albert, imagine I'd like to be there to finish the dome meeting. Alafu Albo akaside na yeye. That's why I've never forgot Albo sije kusamea hii story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Albo I'm like my G. But Albo pia alikuwa amejua mwalimu alikuwa amekuwa feared because alikuwa anasema kuna black belt. Alikuwa anaingiza maform 4 kwa ofisi yake ka 7. Unasikia hoi 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 papa hoi hoi. Na ni mwanaume mmoja na ni mfupi. So watu walikuwa na theory that akona black belt so watu wamemfia. It's called Ezra Noyola Baki. Never forgotten. So simi nikakataa, ngambia wezi ni chapa. Nikaenda kwa class nikapack book zangu as usual. Naenda kutoka watu wanambia ukitoka bila leave out cheat watasema umeruka fangs. Nikaenda kwa gate nikamwambia oh gate man alikuwa amenipenda. Nikamwambia natoka prince anataka kunichapa kuna makosa nimefanya na nikitoka akisema nimeruka fence umeona nimepita kwa gate ati yeye nimekuona amezoea sana watoto wa watu anakuwa nini akaongea mbaya ya prince nikatoka nikaenda home so my dad came akasema nimekataa shule and I'm like no alikuwa anataka kunipiga da because upia ni lion my dad is the one who went to get the nini hiyo side then mimi na mom tukaenda kwa shule nyuma sister alikuwa anaenda to Busaka Mihai iko hapo karibu na Luanda Sai, I think it's a girl's school. Nikaenda hapo nika join nikaingia. Nikaanza drama club, nikaanza basketball. So basketball mimi ni captain, drama club bro nikapeleka maka provi. Ilikuwa ile before fike tu national. Ilikuwa hizo levels. Bro na kwa mimi ilikuwa na chapa narrative. Narrative ilikuwa na chapa ilikuwa ndo mwisho. On the day that he came to tell us the story. Everybody was quiet. Just the way you are quiet today. The ones that were late found that the doors had already been locked and all they had to do was peep through the windows just the way they are doing today. Na unajua kiwa nini play kiana kuna wanachelewanga na peep kwa window unapata. The judges were seated down drinking soda, biscuits and water while the others were drinking nothing just the way they are doing today. You guy sayo uko kwa backstage mbogi yangu iko huko and it started kwea kwea unasikia kwea mlima wa mawe wanyama kwea kwea mlima wa mawe the roads had diverged. He said wanyama which road should we take because the right one is narrow and bumpy but the left na kwa mimi nilikuwa naipiga bro
kuda jota size it
kwa sasa wind kwa hapo
damn I love you kuda like yeah. I won't lie to you you're such a good storyteller
yeah,
like,
narrator.
I'm seeing you're everything. Right in there. Naona ukiwa isich na check history yako ya Buddha you paint the picture like so.
So we did this shule mishika in Ebusaka me I'm everybody's favorite. Watu wakavote wakasema yo we need this guy to be student spokesman. Nataka ni kuwe head boy but kuna head boy. Alikuwa mtiaji. Watu wampendi. Wakasema this guy has to be a spokesman. Some I don't know where it started. Ikafika kwa Prince. Prince akaniita, oh, they wanted to be the spokesman. Alikuwa na mapengo mani. They wanted to be the spokesman. I guess akafanya. That is so, alikuwa mfura hivi tumbo. So, Magana, some students have told me they want you to be the spokesman. Nikambia, yeah, okay, it's okay. Because remember, Mimi, the truth, and my dad is the one who taught us this. Tukifanya Bible lessons and I picked it. Always say the truth, stand by the truth. And what that's what he taught us. So, nilikuwa naingia hivi kwa nina principal. Dirisha za hii side, jua ikifika jioni nachoma watoto because the window panes, huyu mwalimu anafanya nini. Oh, hizi toilets, So, apparently, I became a threat.
Oh, okay.
To the teachers that I could cause a revolution in the school. I did not know. So what happened is this. One time we are next to tumepelekwa kwa staff room noise makers. Tumesimama hapo nje. Then kuna Mr. Menda. Mr. Menda pia wewe sijaikusamea. Kuna Mr. Menda amekuja. Ameingia kwa staff room unajua leo alimwanaingia kwa ngorisi zao. Ameingia kwa staff room hata hajui nini nafanyika. Ameshachukua kiboko na sasa tutapo. na kukuja kwangu hivi nikashika ile kiboko hivi na nikavuta na nikangua no misomenda nikamleta close because nilikuwa tushawekana na effort for long, alikuwa senior master then alikuwa some frail looking dude nikamngua no nikamleta close nilikuwa ndo kumchapa jab. There was a lady, I forgot the name of this lady, but she was Kisi. Mora, somebody Mora.
Yeah.
Akamba, Steve, no. Akashike mkono wangu, Steve, no. Steve, no, don't do it. Nikawacha, nikasukumanisha misomenda hivi, tukatoka, tukarudi class. Si nikaitwa baadaye, nikapigwa suspension. 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, so niko home, mama analiza, what happened? Nika explain to mom everything that happened. So 2 weeks, I'm coming back with my mom to meet the deputy headmaster, who's called Madam Maonga. You know yourself. Alikuwa meokoka. Tunaingia hivi tunampata ameka kwa staff room na some other teacher there. Alafu anasema, Mama Steve, aki Steve is very bad. Aki alipiga mwalimu vibaya. Steve, you are bad. Alimupiga, do you know mwalimu alipeleka hospitali akalala siku tatu. Mama wangu ananiangalia vile, because me and my mom, remember we are boys. Yeah. I don't lie to her. Namambia vile kuu. Kama nilimpiga na mama, nilimpiga. Mm-hmm. Niliambia mama, I was intending to, but moral nishika mkono sikuwatilia. Steve, so you told me au kupiga mwalimu. Naambia mom, sikupiga mwalimu. Steve, you are lying. I've never forgotten that. The way she was looking at me, she's sitting on the desk. Steve, you are lying. Anadanganya. Alimupiga vibaya. Just like, in my head, I'm like, you're supposed to be born again. Then ikanyama, Mr. Menda did not say anything. Hata kusema, oh, enye akunipiga, whatever. Haya. So I'm given another suspension.
Yeah, shit. Okay.
Indefinite. Then now we come later to now meet with the principal, Mapengo. Tumekuja, tumeingia kwa boardroom. So amekaa huko. I think I was this side with my mom. I'm not sure. This side with my mom. Then, anasema, you know, this boy, he's very loved in this school and he's a very big threat. Because alikuwa anaongea mate kitoka toka hivi. Because he has a crew that is working with him. Crew yangu Manu, that's Emmanuel Nzalu, Olukoe, Kolo, Yombogi. He has a crew that is working with and they were planning to burn the school.
Yeah.
I'm standing like, bro, ushaika hivi chini unaangalia ma guys go like. So in my whole crew, Olukoe was very short, but also chap. Manu, Kolo alikuwa anashona. Kolo alinifundisha kushonea madem. Time babangu alikuwa ananipiga akinifukuza home, nilikuwa nalala kwa tailoring shop ya kina Kolo. Katika usiku tulikuwa nafinya madem maskat. Mimi na Kolo tukisikia Nation FM. Okay?
Yeah.
So tulikuwa nafinya madem maskat nini? Baba Kolo kama asubuhi tunachomoka naenda shule. Okay? So Kolo was my best friend. Then Olukoe was also a good friend of us because pia alikuwa anatoka kwa na kamkulala si hapo jioni na shule asubuhi. Nzalu was coming from a good family, a single mother. He's also side za Bunyore Girls. I think it's Bunyore Girls. Then alikuwa anapenda kana Mbogi yetu because I think used to hang around by himself. So tulikuwa na Mbogi yetu hivyo. Then tunacheza bake, tunafanya nini. So somehow we were a threat to them. Then Moha pia alitujoin. Moana alikuwa tumloyo hapo Luanda, but he was very sharp. Physics, Moha alikuwa sharp mbaya. So in this whole crew, I was the only one, oh, me and Kolo, never smoking weed, never doing any drugs, no alcohol, no nothing. The others, maybe they might have.
Yeah.
But we were never talking about it. Still, we want to pick a story of my dame, stories of ball, stories of nini, normal. So apparently, me and my crew were planning to burn the school. And we also, we found petrol poured inside the toilet. And it is said from very reliable source, it is him and his team is culprits. So they are culprits. I'm standing, my mom is seated, the principal is seated there, some other teachers are there. I'm looking at my mom, Nikajatu, this one is a lost battle. We've lost this one and it's a wrap. And in my head, I'm thinking, if we wanted to burn the school, toilet? Nigga, we want to burn them shit? And I'm looking at him like, okay, now why would I burn the school? Bro, in my whole crew, even my friends, I'm normally the guy who always think of peace first.
Yeah.
I'm always, guys, no, there's a better way that. Even in Chulaimbo, when the boys are like, I'm the one who's like, guys, no, tusifanye hivi, no. Why would you? Let's just talk it out. I'm normally the most non-violent person in my whole crew. Then I'm like, why would we burn the school? So mama ko hapo, mama ko disappointed. So when mom told dad, dad is like, mi nimechoka na huyo mtoto. So now I was just going back to set up now why the mahindi part came.
Yeah.
So dad also alikamingi hiyo time akanivunja. Unaweza akanivunja and I'm like, dad, sijafanya makosa. Unadanganya wewe. Nini unavuta bangi? Unauza bangi? You know, and I'm like, I've never even tasted weed. And because you told me weed will stay in someone's head for 7 years, I never tasted, you made me scared of weed. So I've never, but you don't trust my word. My dad really vunjaed me. So that time when I was using the mahindi, now I've remembered, it was that one. I was the one for. So that is how I ended up having my books at home because my dad was like, I'm nimechoka na huyu basi acha fanye mambo yake. Then si akaenda place anaishia. Then now your week is now when I sold the maize ile. So akakam weekend kukutana mam church kumwambia aende uze mahindi, aende mshage mahindi mu survive nayo. Then mam kukama na pana nimeuza na akasema this boy again. So he was coming out to finish kumalo. Then mimi Nairobi. So ni malize yo trailer. Yeah. So we go back to Miwa.
Miwa sasa.
Yeah, Benedict Chalo na Ones. So kuuliza nikamwambia principal wenyu, because you remember now I have trauma with principals as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Akaniambia no, ni poa ni boys ni 20 to introduce. Wakaniingiza huko kwa gate. Hiyo hapa kando ni car wash. Hapa kando napimisha machuma. Sijui juu tulikuwa na kanisa. And then chini ni hardware and then juni unfinished building and then you two floors hapo katiani ma classrooms. Then hapa chini kanda hardware ndio kuna ofisi ya walimu. Kuingia, ah, teacher principal. I'm like, eh? How this we're talking to the principal? Principal, kuna u boys anataka kuongea na wewe. I'm like, So ni kampata, he was a very cool guy. By the way, you guys, thank you very much. The principal, what is the name? Baraza, Principal Baraza. He was called Baraza. He had a brother. I forgot the name of your bro. Teacher Nick. Then, mwalimu mbaya alikuwa anaitwa nani? Hata juzi alikuwa ananitext. So nikapata this group of young teachers who are very vibrant with life and they are easy. Nini? Ati, oh, so niambie ulikuwa unasoma wapi? Ulikuwa unasoma huko nyumbani? Nini nimekuja hapa? Oh, mimi ni orphan. Nikamwambia mimi ni orphan. Tafuta mtu kuje naye at least mwenye atakusimamia ni nini. So now I called my uncle. Remember the uncle I told you I was living with? Now the brother who is in the
military. Yeah.
Nikampigia. Akatumianga brother yake do. So apparently alituma brother yake kutupa do. So my other
kwa nilo alikushika pale kwa train still.
Yes, that one. That one. Huyo. So brother yake.
Okay.
So now I took another sister mama yao pia alikuwa anaishi hapo Congo.
Okay.
Okay. So mama ya Festo. You remember Festo anaishi hapa na sisi? Basa mama yao anaishi ile place ingine baadaye zilala kwa nyuma mama yake because just one room sana lana si hapa. So mamake. Mamake akanipeleka shule the following day na akasema, "Oh, huyu alikuwa mtoto ya sister yangu, but wazazi wake nakosa kofa." Sasa yeye anaongea hivyo. Sasa yeye nakuja hapa Nairobi, mimi ndo naishi na yeye. Alafu sasa yeye anapenda masomo. Sasa sisi hapana iko na kitu lakini katoa kitamba, katoa kwa kona, katoa thao imekunjwa hivi. Sasa hii ndio school fees peke yake sisi iko nayo. Saidia tafadhali, mtoto nasoma. That is how I joined the Silly Educational Center with 1,000 bob. Then of course drum acting has always been in me. Introduce it again. Huyu mwalimu mwingine, nimesahau jina yake, alikuwa anafundisha bio. He was so bubbly. Akakam, akachangamka, tukachukua ma set books. Bro, kifo kisimani nilikuwa batu. An enemy of the people nilikuwa Dr. Stockman.
Okay.
Bro, tukaanza kuchapa ma set books, tunaenda kwa hizi shule za Wasomali. Unajua Wasomali kuna venye
Inajua Kiswahili si mdomo chao.
Yeah.
Hata kizungu
pia. Iko bahali yake, iko bahali. Mimi bana iko elewa kitabu gani? Shauri gani mimi na gaji na nasoma Give Kisimani anasoma nini? Anasoma kwa nini? Hata mtu ana act mimi analiba yeye. Analiba anaonyesha mimi vizuri mimi anagumbuka. So went to those Somali schools nini were acting the set books, bro. Dona pata mwalimu alikuwa anachukua, alikuwa I think alikuwa anipatika 500 bob or something. But when analipao ma actor, some of the students and some other external parties came. So John Otoke na shule wana baki tukirias. Tunaaktizo do anaeka kwa school fees. Then uyu brothangu mwenye alinichukua, brothao mgine anaitwa Uncle Nick alikuwa anauza makaten. Hizi so nyumba za kitambo za mabati, kuna wall to wall curtain na kaka kama kichungi, zile za white. Alikuwa anauza kanipatia mazeni kaza kuzia walimu nikauzia teacher Nick nikauzia mwingine nikauzia bonus ni yangu napiga kwa school fees. Ikifika weekend Uncle Nick anaenda anakomboa mkoko ya kuuza maji. Anakomboa mkoko sasa mimi na huyo uncle wangu mwingine na badi tunaenda kuuza maji mazeni tuko baha. Navuta hiyo mkoko mazeni navuta mkoko na ndogo mlango. Hodi. habari zenyu, mnaweza taka maji? Hey, nataka maji mitungi ngapi? Mbili. Mnauzaje? Sijui ilikuwa ni tenable something. Anatoa maji. Bro, hakuna kitu ngumu kama kubalance maji isimwagike chini, we transfer from your kibuyu to kibuyu ya client.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to turn it the other way. Unashika, I think that's where I started loving gym. Unamwaga shima kaini, iende ishe. Then the other one again, unaniweke hapa, unamwekea, anakupatia pesa coins zako, nini narudishia, unapatia huyo uncle wetu ndio alikuwa accountant. Jioni nakaa chini sana, tumechoka, tumemaliza shughuli mazee tunapigiwa. Sasa tulikomboa mkokoteni na hii. Mimi ndo nilikam na idea kwa mkokoteni. Wewe ndio mkubwa kwa mbogi. Badi shika 50 yako ama whatever was remaining, da. Then during the weekdays niko shule ivo.
Yeah.
Okay. So during this time when I was in school and acting the set books, now was it the curtains, now was a maji na nani in the evening. Now that is a time when I fell out with my uncle. So what happened was this. My big bro was already in Nairobi when I was in the village. Remember him, he dropped out in Kwoyo. Then I come back and Kericho doing something, then somehow he was a fire rapper. But then there's a jam that's coming out later this month. I've featured him.
Oh, okay.
I've given him another chance. I'm like, I've always been, bro, that guy is fire. Then he has a very dope voice. Kuna msa kirap ama kimbo kutu like, yo,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I had that voice.
So
I always put him, because at a wapi alikuwa na kam. Alikuwa na rap like in a Point Blank and everything.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I've always put him na calligraphy hivi. If he continued, that guy was fire. Msa alikuwa na rap na kina nanina na win my battle. Akina Point Blank, akina Moroko.
Hey.
He was fire. But he got money.
Then
aka lose focus ya rap. Aka focus on other things.
Yeah.
Unajua ile soko kishapata madogo, mimi rapingi maze, unajua nini? So in this song is coming out later this month, it's called Nampost. So that guy will be rapping there, that's my big bro. You skin your flow, even though I wrote it, but it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, so this guy was in Nairobi. And remember I'd ask him if I can come to Nairobi, and he told me no, you can't come, da. He didn't want to stay with me. So that's how I ended up on Okongo and everything. But I would meet him once in a while. Because also he was in the music spaces. Nikenda National Theatre, uneza mpata. So he came. Sijui penye alikuwa naishi nini lifanyika. Akanyo mazene za kamapo kwenye nini. So mi nikaongea na huyu anko wangu, nikambia ni aje. Wacha kamapa for a few days. But my big bro ni wale yose wenye usivai nko yangu. Usiguze anything of mine. So he came. So one time mi na imi, sijui kwa mina kurapu wapi. Ama hizo wiza mziki. Coming back, tunapata anko yetu ameva t-shirt yake.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mi nikaona TV nikasema, it's about to go down. Toa t-shirt yangu. Mwono umeva t-shirt yangu. Nitoe aje, si nimevaa tu nimeenda hivi narudi, because mimi nilikuwa nimejua hata mimi yangu alikuwa anavaa mia, I don't mind. Si
yeah,
I just come
yeah,
and wash
yeah.
it where nini. Ikaanza, toa t-shirt yangu, toa t-shirt yangu, then it just spiral into another thing and another thing and another thing. Ikakuwa physical. Wewe toa t-shirt yangu nini? Kama natoa t-shirt yako, wewe toka kwangu. And Amia, I'm like, yo, no, I hizi toka kwako, you know, wewe nini? Pia mimi nikaekwa hapo ndani.
Oh,
bro, that's how it happened. Tokeni nyinyi wote. I'm like, my G. So when that happened, ikakuwa physical kidogo. Of course, I had to run and call my other uncle, ule wa kuza curtains, because opi anastay hapo Kongo, alikuwa anastay hapo Kongo. Ni aje, come through, nini, haka come. Kusikia kesi, akasikia kesi. Of course, uni bradhaki. Na mi uni bradhangu. Akasikia kanambia, sasa, koro dogura doga dala, ukon Celine, Celine's my mom. Konuru Celine, Nairobi koni odagi matin.
It's hard in Nairobi.
Yeah, it's hard in Nairobi. Yani basically anasema
rudi tu acha.
Yeah. Him is normally very soft spoken. Okay? Mimi nikaangalia nikasema, mimi si rudi maze. Bro wangu sema nikakwa ingori. Yaka bail akaishia, akaniacha hapo Kongo, mimi sina mali pa kwenda. So nikaenda kwa beshti yangu fulani, I forgot his name but he was a plumber. Anashikwa single room akona bibi. Bro walikuwa na kiti moja, so kulikuwa na viti kama hii, si recliner per se but ni kama hii, alafu mkono ilikuwa inaenda hivi. Hizo maviti za kita, zilikuwa vibe sana. Alikuwa na hiyo peke yake kwa sitting room. Bro nilala kwa hiyo kiti 1 week. Na nilikuwa naweka mguu hivi juu. Hivi najikunja. Na doze. Asubuhi unasikia kitu 5. Ukisikia tu amemove kwa bed kidogo unashuka, because pia lazima upatie nafasi yao whatever. Then pia kukam kwa hao, nilikuwa na ngoja wanaenda kulala, then ndio nakam baadaye. Okay? And remember, okay, let me go back to the story nyuma kidogo. When actually sinyuma ni hapa. Yeah, this is the time. Yeah. So when this was happening, na huyu jamaa bibi yake akaboeka, eh, ni nani mazee? Tujui mzee nini, of course akampiga key. Mzee akaniambia mazee bro ni kunoma, mama ni nini? Kambia anaelewa.
Yeah.
Katoka pasi na mahali pa kwenda. Karudi shule. So I used to sleep in school in the evening. Nalala kwa shule jioni, nini, eh, watu wakitoka hivi na baki shule. During this time nilikuwa na school girlfriend, nilikuwa naitwa Stacy. Stacy, big up. So Stacy, she was from a single mother and she already had a child. So she had a very bad experience before when she was young, then it ended up in a child. Okay? And she was so good to me, akanambia, tuende kwetu lunch. So tukaanza kwenda kwa lunch, during this time, because it was a long time, naenda kwa lunch kidogo, and then, bro, this is now where I first discovered Kambas. Remember Benedict Chalo was Kamba? Na kanionyesha hii shughuli. And then now this is the second Kamba that I'm meeting and is very good to me. Kiateka wao, alikuwa naisha hapo karibu na gate. Kanyumba kama bati kadogo. Stacy akaongea naye. This guy took me in. Pia kuna bibi. Bro, we used to sleep on the same bed, three people. Yena wife analala kwa mifesu, kumi nalala kwa mifesu side ingine. So same script like ule wa Kongo. Nakapo inja gate, nakapo inja gate mpaka jioni, ikifika jioni kabisa hivi, kitu kasa mbili saa tatu, ataenda kulala atagengo tu mlango kidogo. Mimi nikiona amegengo hivyo najua ani sawa. Naingia, na lock, na lala kani mefesi side ingine. Asubuhi naamka, nakimbia napiga shaka kwa hiyo ni niko hapo nje. Stacy ananismagolia breakfast, napiga, naenda shule. Stacy ananipata shule. Sangina napita naenda naye. Then wa mama wa ploti, kuna tu mama mwingine mtiaji. Oh, by the way, uyo mkamba sijai kumbuka jinake, nimemtafuta sana. I would really, if bro, you remember that story, if you happen to see this, look for me.
Bro, kusaidia hivyo.
Look for me, this guy really helped me for a while. Kama siyo mama mtiaji, omse akwai leta any noma, ata ubibi yake akwai teta. Bora nimekula pa nimekula, nakam kulala. Na ikani house kituka two weeks, I think. Mbako mama mtiaji akambia landlady. Lalele wakasome mseo kama watamfuta job. Kana mama zewa meniambia hivi na hivi na hivi. So nikarudi shule. So around this time, mama Stacy pia shambiwa story. Stacy amambiwa, we umenda kusoma ama nini nini nini. Kesi mekwa shule. So mina Stacy tulenge story. So sinikalenga story. After this now is now when I met my baby mama. Because now nimekapa, I'm about to do KCSE. Sometime nalala kwa shule, this is now the time when I became a chokora. Remember, uko shule, kwa kina Stacy umesha chujua, huku nimetolea uya nkongo na nambia ini wenda mina rumi na kupiga. Badia likuwa nakutana mina na nipiga. Kuna occasion nyingine hapo nakumbuka, kuna siku tulikutana naye, nikamona TV nikajua tu what's coming. Unaona venye poles za stima zinakuwa nake kawaya kina linivi kando. Kile kawaya kakusupport poles za stima za kitambo. Sijui kazi kuzi kuna yo. Nikashikilia kwa kawaya hivi maze. Nikakabu
chini. Nikumkaga.
Wanomza nipige huu mabuga na nipige mateke na nipige niko TV juu. Na protector sinipige hapa na sinipige face. Nipige mateke huku ni rudi nyumbani. Alikuwa napiga nga even in the home.
Nwende ocha.
Yeah. Strangely enough, alinitext juzi, hata nilionyesha bro wake. I said this interview I think maybe a week or 2 weeks ago somewhere. Akaona kanaandikia paragraph. Aliandikia hapa juzi ati oh, is that what you're saying? I don't remember it that way. Yeah, you can't remember it.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, anyway, side story. So siwezi rudi Makongeni because this happening. Shule niko na best friends anaitwa IC, tuna rap naye. Isaiah Chola alikuwa kutoka Mombasa. Anaishi wapi? Majengo. Kumbe Majengo pia aishi huko. Ni sijui sister, sijui mama yake ama ni nani, anaenda hapo kukula then anajipanga. So mimi natoka shule na IC. Tunaenda Majengo. Hakuna mahali pa kukaa, mnaingia kwa salon. Kulikuwa na salon nyingine hapo unfinished. Unatafuta kona yako, unajiweka hivi, una doze. Toilet za Majengo ni toilet za outside. Even bafu ni outside, unalipia.
Kije naijua.
Unajua kije, nimestay hapo kije, sasa tumepika ice sana hapo. Mimi na ice, kuna place nyingine mapika ice. Tunaingia kwa refrigerator mzee, mingi wasika, zile ma refrigerator, makata aina outer casing, ni ile tunini ndani. Kuna venye mna koroga hizo ma mix ni mna zika kwa vijiti flani ni mna ekapo na ni mna patiwa 10 bob, 20 bob, whatever. Tuntafuta nao chapo chafu. Unasema nenge mogate. Wana kata chapo hivu na piga supu juu yake. Nayo nayo. Jio ni mna jipanga. So this happened for a while. Then I'm going towards my KCSE. Now I don't have a place. What happened? Another good friend of mine in school. I had two best friends in school. There was IC. Then there was Dalmas, Butu. Dalmas tells me one day, wait, tuende lunch kwetu. Isili. Unakumbuka ile place mama ndege zilikuwa zinaland?
Yeah.
So one of those women there ndio mama ya my first baby mama.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know. So sisi tumeenda kwa kina Dalmas, hapo Isili, tumechill, tumepata kuna lunch. then kidogo kuna katoi kanafungua mlango hivi kanachungulia Dalmas pia lika katoon ni katoon mpaka saa hii he's a very happy jovial dude atakwaza hivi anamwangalia Dalmas alikuwa busy so mimi mtoi anajificha anacheka anajificha anacheka tukitaka kutoka hivi nakutana na mama yake lazima butu Dalmas alikuwa anatoa butu butu mambo emana anambia kuna friend huku ati ya nadhani ni huyu mazee ni aje Steve ni Steve hey, mambo mimi na mama Emma naitwa ABCD. I'm like oh nice to meet you ni nini? Eh hey, mama niambia kuna friend hapa ni wewe ni mimi. Nini tukatiana tukakimbizana kimbizana kwa corridor. Si tukatoka tukarudi shule. Tukaingia hapo chini kwa kibanda fulani tukachapochafua tukarudi shule. The following day nilikuwa na kadudu fulani katululu. The following day Dalmas ameniepa unajua mimi liability.
Yeah.
Sina nyumba, sina anything. Mimi ni choko shiko tu. But naenda shule because I'm about to do KCSE. So niko nimechill shule wasa mesha anda lunch naona text. Kwani ukuji? Sikuji wapi? Oh ni mama Emma. Oh eh leo sikuji nini kwa nini? Oh Dalmas ameniepa nini nini. Kuja ndakubaya lunch.